The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Final hour of the show at 11:04. Randy Corcoran, good to have you here with full lines. Kind of used to that. I like it. Oh, man, I don't even know where to go. It's interesting. I had the headphones on before the that music started, you know, where I come in and start the show, the final hour of the show, and I heard that disclaimer. That disclaimer that they play at the start of the hours now about not medical advice, these are the opinions of the host, not necessarily those of the management, and not medical advice, all of those things. Of course, these are my opinions. This is my talk show. And so I'm glad those disclaimers are on there. I think maybe that's a protection for number one against all the defamation lawfare out there. But it's just also important to be reminded, unless we have an actual doctor on, and even still, they're just sharing their opinion. They're not treating you individually. We're just talking about the things that come up, the things that we've learned, the things that we see. And for 2+ years, I've been cautioning people about buying into the propaganda and taking the jab, and now especially in even considering jabbing your 6-month to 5-year-old or up child. And so I want to play just a very brief clip, and then we'll get to our full lines to remind you about the liars in chief who've been telling us for years about the safe, effective CCP virus jab.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID.
Now, twice.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Dr. Fauci says he has COVID again.
Twice.
You've done the right thing and gotten vaccinated. You deserve the freedom to be safe.
Justin Trudeau.
COVID-19. And this morning, I learned I tested positive for COVID-19 as well.
With 3 doses that you've been prevented, not just from serious illness, but from getting this virus, this Omicron variant, and therefore giving it to others.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is in quarantine for 7 days after testing positive to COVID.
Canada, so I think.
I'm fully vaccinated. It gives me some comfort.
Anthony Albanese has just tested positive for coronavirus.
Italy, I think.
Having received 2 doses of AstraZeneca, it's a very effective vaccine.
Oh, no.
Symptomatic illness and therefore risk of transmission to others.
Australia, I believe that one. They lie to you with a straight face. They look you in the eye and they lie to you until they can't lie anymore. They don't apologize. They don't correct. They don't make right in any way, shape, or form. They just change the lie. And man, oh man, on my flights, and I know I was flying United on a different side of the airport, flying to a major left-wing city, Chicago, and O'Hare Airport, you know, major left-wing city, massive airport. But the masking was much greater than the last time I flew. The last time I flew, I was flying to Idaho. So maybe that had something to do with which section of the airport I was in and who I was on the plane with and where we were all going. But to see the children and just we know so much about how little good the masks do and how much damage they can do. And it just makes me sad. It just makes me sad. All right, we're going to get back to our full lines. Need to remind you about my friends at Cenogenics. Did you know that our risk factors for a variety of diseases increase as our hormones and metabolism decline with age? Pretty obvious. When your hormones are at optimal levels, it can help reduce body fat, make your muscles look better and stronger, energy levels, cognitive ability, sexual function, all on the up and up. I'm going to have to rethink that phraseology. Dr. McCallum and Dr. Watt at Cenogenics can help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy with their elite health evaluation, where they'll take a detailed look at all of your body systems, bones, muscles, heart, lungs, brain, and provide a supervised plan to help you lose weight, gain lean muscle mass, and increase your mental clarity. And I got to get back to work. I'm still enjoying the supplements and a little bit better eating, but I've said this several times. After COVID, I lost my mojo, and I got to get back to work. Call Cenogenics today to learn more about how you can stay focused, become stronger, and feel in control of your life again. They're still changing my life. I feel better than ever, and they'll do the same for you. Their phone number is 720-387-3681. 720-387-3681. Some wonderful text messaging with Dr. Julie today. She's on a massive, long motorcycle ride with her husband. Love me, the McCallans. Visit the website, denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Let's go to Susan in Glenwood Springs, who wanted to follow up on Mary's call, who is talking about ways to encourage and to help seniors vote and also help them get the right information. Susan, welcome.
Hi, Randy. Thank you for all that you do. And I didn't vote for Tina Peters, but this week I vowed to myself that there are two talk show radio programs that I will not listen to till after the election because of the way they have dishonored Tina. But thank you for sharing the truth with us and getting that out there. Now, regarding the seniors,
Can I just comment on that real quick? I don't want you to forget your point on the seniors. I know that's why you called. But I just don't understand why everybody has to get so angry and riled up and viciously assault people when it's the Democrat Secretary of State who violated the law, even with the recount. You make it price prohibitive, $250,000 to do a recount. She comes up with the money and pays it. And then the Secretary of State doesn't bother to follow the law. And some Republicans, some conservatives, some activists are mad at Tina. I just don't get it.
Yes, thank you. Because now when I hear any news about Tina, the first thing I think is, oh, there's more to that story than we're being told. I'll hear from it from Randy on Saturday. So thank you very much. As I said, I didn't vote for her.
Sure.
I believe her heart. I've been to one or two of her speeches. I believe her heart is in the right place in wanting to clean up the election.
And if there's nothing to hide, why do they keep hiding?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Let's get back to your original point. Go ahead.
My parents are 94. My dad, a week from today, turns 95. They live in the V at Highlands Ranch, which is independent living. In fact, it sounds like where Mary lives. They have a club there, a Republican club called the Tusk Club. And the Tusk Club has done such a phenomenal job of bringing in speakers. They meet, I think, once a month. And like they had Joe O'Day there about 3 months ago. And I've made suggestions as to who they might have in. So there are some, and they do need the Republican Party or volunteers to come in alongside them because their resources and their ability to get out is so limited. My parents no longer drive. Now, I have a large family, so between the six of us kids, we get down there. We get them to where they need to go. But voting, I said to Mom, please, I will come down and I will take you to the post office for the primaries. Fortunately, this woman who runs the Tusk Club was also willing to take the ballots. But of course, there's laws and rules as to how many they can take. Unfortunately, my mom gave it to my Democrat sister, but that's okay. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But they do need, and they're very willing. These are intelligent people, World War II veterans, people who have served in the government, people who were down at Los Alamos. And these are people, if you have a talent to go and speak, boy, they will soak it in and appreciate it.
Well, boy, I hope they'll send me an invitation because, you know, as we get closer to election, I'm getting more invitations to talk. I'm emceeing the Boulder Lincoln Day dinner. I'm happy to, when I can work it into my schedule, to go virtually anywhere in the state to talk to counties or communities or whatever that need to hear our message. And, you know, one thing I thought about after I hung up with Mary during that break, Susan, is even though so many, I'm sure she's right, so many seniors, we're in the habit. We read our newspaper. We listen to the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, maybe the 9 or 10 o'clock news. And that's where we get our stories. But even if they're getting the spin, the left-wing spin from so many of those outlets, just imagine what they're seeing. They grew up in America where you could, you know, ride your bike around in the dark in the neighborhood and run in and out of your friends' homes, and where school was a place where it was okay to pray and say the pledge, and you weren't indoctrinated with sexualization and the crime, the letting them out as quick as they scooped them up. And so even with the spin, they have to be understanding that when Democrats are in control, you have chaos and disaster.
Well, where they live, I would say, is about 50-50 Democrat and Republican. So those who are being spun are certainly being spun and not willing to listen, as you always advocate, that we listen to both sides. But for my parents, it's very discouraging. It's very discouraging. But I'll share a secret with you and your listeners that I happened upon the last 3 weeks. I've been trying for months and months to figure out how I could remotely log into their TV, because they watch Fox News and that's about it, and get them into different programs, Netflix, my dad had an iPad, but he's unable to work it. So I bought them a small laptop, cheap laptop. I set it up with iHeart and Blaze TV, whatever, and I log in through TeamViewer or any remote access in the morning when I know my dad is going to start listening. My mom reads, she doesn't listen, and dad's probably listening right now because I've got him always on Saturdays listening to your show. So
that's wonderful.
That's the way that we kids can help our elders who no longer can handle the technology. And so I just remote in, and I get him into the different conservative talk shows where he will learn the other side of the story.
Susan, I don't know if I should say this, but it brought a bit of a tear to my eye because, you know, I lost my dad a couple years ago in March, last March, and the last couple years of his life, he was struggling more and more with signing into his email, going to the internet sites. He would get bombarded with spam and the junk that they load up on your computers. And I did the same thing, and I hadn't thought about it until you brought it up again, that it's so easy to put up that remote access on your parents' computers, and then you can help them get where they need to go, access their email, look at, like you're doing, setting up sites, things for him to watch or listen to. That's just wonderful, and I'm so glad that you reminded me.
Zoom calls?
My dad and I got closer doing that. You know, almost every day I was helping him in or out of something, and I just loved it because I was 600 miles away, and yet I could really help make a positive impact on his day, and that can include helping them understand what we need to do when we vote this year.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes, I believe it will.
Susan,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, God bless. Susan's line is open, 303-696-1971. Let's see. We've been ladies. So we've got Joe and Kay on. Let's go to Joe, and then we'll talk to Kay. Joe in Arvada, welcome back.
Hi, Randy. I applaud you for what you do. Thank you. I wanted to point out that this last Arizona primary and also Washington primary was attacked with a Republican strategy that really was effective. And, you know, the early initial reports showed that there wasn't a large participation. Well, what was happening is the Republicans had said, bring your mail-in ballot right to the voting center. Now, we don't have that here. We have just drop-off places, but we do have strategic drop-offs that can be observed by Republicans. And so what happened is on the day of the vote, it was so overwhelmingly voting for MAGA Republicans. 70% of the vote was MAGA Republicans, and that's why Kerry Lake won, because they also flooded the polls with Republican watchers and also conservative news. And in conjunction, they could say things like the reported same-day vote is 70%, you know, Kerry Lake versus this, or 70% Republican, because they would take samples of each size. And it was so consistent. Every single same-day poll was showing 70% of the vote going for Kerry Lake, that they couldn't game the system. Now, I know everybody, at least here in Colorado, some of the moderate reporters are saying, oh, there's no fraud or anything. Isn't it amazing that when Republicans decided to bring their hard copy ballot and there were a massive number of watchers, observers, and news media, their own conservative news media, that they just couldn't cover up the massive vote totals for Republicans like Kerry Lake.
And now the state is known as Kerryzona.
Kerryzona.
I love it.
We may be going.
And maybe we can, you're thinking about moving, huh?
Well, I hope, listen, I am a lifelong Coloradoan. I served in the military, so I did spend some time out of it. I visited other places. But here's the thing. When this system that they've got is gaming it so that Republicans and conservatives are just have no say, you have to look at it realistically at a certain point. Do you want your family growing up in this mess? No. But listen, I still hold hope. If we fight, if we have a strategy, I think we need to engage this strategy, bringing hard copy ballots in on game day. Because, see, it's very difficult for the left. This is why they want the month-long strategy. They can keep a monitoring look and see what they need to do to switch the vote. So if we do this same-day strategy, it's almost impossible for them to find a way to outgame not only the actual Dominion counts, but also the hard copy ballots, and then conservative media doing same day polls saying this is what we find everywhere we go. It's 70% for this candidate.
Joe, good stuff. I'm at the wall. God bless you, sir. And it was interesting, you know, during the RNC committee meeting that Kelly Ward was there, chairman of the Arizona GOP. And of course, getting a lot of inside information from her on how they were trying to prevent the fraud and why is it taking so long? Why are there so many Republican districts where they didn't have nearly – like they'd have 20 Republican ballots in a place where they expected 200 Republican voters. Oh, it was just an accident, just an oversight. Weren't missing any Democrat ballots apparently, just the Republican ones. But, you know, stuff happens. And I thought the strategy of folks who were actually camping out at the drop boxes too. They were camping out at the drop boxes and making sure that people couldn't, you know, keep coming back and dumping in, 2,000 mules worth of ballots. And so all of that came together tremendous. And the RNC had a lot to do with this too, putting tremendous staff on the ground, training up lawyers, training up poll watchers, polling judges, all the different positions that you need. Having people on the ground is so critical. And that's going to be the same here in Colorado. We have got to we've just got to stay really focused. And we've got to demand that our left-wing Secretary of State follow the law with this legally requested and bought and paid for recount request by Tina Peters. The people who are mocking her but don't know a damn thing about the actual issues ought to be ashamed of themselves. Maybe it's funny. Maybe it's, you know, just part of a shtick. I don't know. But there's so much damage being done, and it's not by us. All we want is to get to the bottom of things. And if we get there with transparency and with legal processes and we're wrong, man, I'll be the first one to come in here and say, let's get busy. No more worried about the so-called gold standard. But I know it's nonsense. Democrats fight for universal mail-in ballots. Democrats fight for 30, 45, 60-day voting periods rather than election day. Democrats fight for any kind of ID, a Costco card, for goodness sake, a utility bill for goodness sake. Same day registration. Just, those are always Democrat ideas. And we have Republicans who just don't think it through, don't look around and see what's happened here in Colorado and in other states that trend inevitably left when these policies are implemented. Man, oh man. Did you hear the promo, the ad that Dick Cheney did for his daughter Liz in Wyoming? We'll play that when we come back. We'll speak to Kay, Ron, and whoever's calling in on line two. And all of it's next if you stay with us here on 710 KNUS. Here I am, 11:30. We're back. Randy Corcoran with you, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. Just want the truth. Just want people to follow the law. That includes the people who breached the Capitol on January 6th. Didn't support that. Supported the million people who showed up to demand accountability in our elections, to support President Trump, to support the legal effort to challenge the Electoral College votes and return them to the states. Multiple battleground states were asking for more time. Not going to get sidetracked on all of that again, but when I mentioned the audio, I'll play of the video of Dick Cheney coming out in support of his daughter, it reminded me that I'm almost near the end of the show and I still haven't talked about the 187-minute lie of Liz Cheney claiming that Donald Trump did nothing about the Capitol breach for 3 hours, virtually unchallenged by the mainstream media, virtually unchallenged by talking heads behind microphones, behind TV cameras, with blogs and commentaries and editorials. It's unbelievable. So before we get back to our full lines, let's hear Dick Cheney in support of his daughter Liz. The Wyoming primary is only, what is today, the 6th? My birthday is tomorrow. So that's 12 days away for the Wyoming primary, and we'll know if we've gotten rid of the worst of the Republican Party, Liz Cheney. Here's her dad.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
Okay. I'm not Liz Cheney, and I disapprove that message. But that is the Wyoming primary coming up in 12 days. And I got to say, Dick Cheney did not look any better than he sounded on that recording. Let's see, how old is he? He was born in 41, I think. So 59, 79, 81. So he's 81. So he certainly doesn't sound as bad as Joe Biden, but he's not as vigorous as Donald Trump, that's for sure. But the nonsense, it's just outrageous. And people buy it and then talk about it, hook, line, and sinker. Do you remember when the January 6th committee admitted that it doctored text messages between Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan? That was way back when everything was still somewhat fresh, December of 2021. When information was finally starting to come out, they created this text that said, on January 6th, Vice President Mike Pence, as President of the Senate, should call out all electoral votes that he believes are unconstitutional as no electoral votes at all, period. That's the text that they presented to the American people as an actual text between Jordan and Meadows, when in fact, that one communication between Jordan and Meadows was 3 paragraphs of legal analysis of choices, of options that had been presented. And I'm not going to take the time to read the whole thing. We've got full lines and still a lot to do. But they doctored it, and they got called out on it, and they actually apologized for it. We apologize. They don't apologize. They know that once that's out, that's the mantra. That's what people will remember. That's what people heard. That's what people will think is true. And so they do it on purpose. They know they're going to get caught on it eventually. But by then it's too late because the damage is already done. And look at what's happened with the 187-minute lie. And I'm mad at myself for letting 2 weeks go by. We had an in-studio guest last week that I didn't expect and talked about a lot of different things and almost at the end of the show got to get this out there for you. And listen, you can find this stuff for yourself. And it's not on, you know, InfoWars. Alex Jones had a pretty rough week. Legitimate, reliable news sources like The Federalist, like townhall.com, like other places that you've relied on for years for conservative news, well documented, with links to important information to back up what they say. And The Federalist did a wonderful job. I think it was Sean Davis. I don't think this was Molly Hemingway, although she has written about this. Julie Kelly has tweeted about this. In fact, some of this article in The Federalist quotes to Julie Kelly. And here's what Julie Kelly said on Twitter back in December of 2021. But they still told the lie. Just a couple of weeks ago. Anyone want to ask Liz Cheney where she gets 187 minutes before Trump said anything? First breach of the building at 2:13 p.m. Trump's first tweet at 2:38. Please, and here's the tweet, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Oh, well, Julie Kelly, she's a Trumper and she can't trust. Oh, wait a minute. She got her timeline, and the Federalist piece quotes the timeline from that reliable, right-wing, heavy-duty, constitutional conservative, corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine known as the New York Slimes. The New York Times said that the first building was not breached until about 2:13. The Washington Post weighed in, and they called it at 2:15. And that tweet that I just read to you from Donald Trump, 23 or 25 minutes later, depending on whether you believe the Times or the Post, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. That's not 187 minutes. Well, he still didn't call people to, you know, stand down or to go home. Okay, 30 minutes after that. Another tweet. Well, Donald Trump, he should have gone down and gotten on the press, you know, gotten into the press room and gotten on TV. The people who were at his demonstrations weren't watching TV. But millions upon millions of us were following him on Twitter. So he wisely took to the until they shut him down. And this was the day or very shortly after that they did shut him down. He wisely took to the mechanism, the communication mechanism that allowed him to communicate with his followers the quickest. And what was the next tweet 30 minutes later? What time would that have been? About 3:08? I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you, but he did nothing, right? 187 minutes, my behind. So let's see, if that was 3:08, then about 4:17, and remember, the first breach did not occur until 2:15, so maximum 2 hours to his video telling people to go home, but two other mass communications prior to that, one in 20 minutes or so, and another one a half hour after that, and then this final where he did the video and said, please go home. And by the way, and this is linked to and supported in the Federalist article as well, that video where Donald Trump urged the rioters, the protesters, to go home. Twitter suppressed that message. They suppressed it. Even if you start the clock from when Trump finished his message his speech, which was about 1:10. The unrest at the Capitol gates had been going on about 20 minutes. And during the address, while they were protesting at the gates of the Capitol, Donald Trump said, "We're gathered to protest peacefully. We're going to march over to the Capitol peacefully." He used those words. Not good enough for the liar Cheney or her tired dad. I pray that Wisconsin is able to overcome the massive amount of Democrat and Republican establishment money pouring in to usurp the will of the Wyoming Republicans, because that's what it's going to take. The RNC has censured Liz Cheney. The Wyoming Republican Party has censured Liz Cheney. Republicans don't want her as their sole representative in the U.S. House of Representatives. So she's going after independents, Democrats. They have an open voting system very similar to ours, and it could work. Her opponent is kicking it. Polling looks good, but they are pouring money into that race. And Liz Cheney told a whopper. There was no 187-minute delay before the president took action. And I covered a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, what the president could and couldn't do. He can't order in the National Guard. He can make it available. He tried to do that long before the parade or the rally. They were worried about violence at the Capitol. He offered the National Guard to Nancy Pelosi. He offered the National Guard to the chief of the Capitol Hill Police. They declined. The mayor of D.C. declined in writing. It's out there. You can see it. What's he going to do? Call in an airstrike? Once the rioting is going on, the National Guard's not there because Pelosi and the D.C. mayor and the Capitol Hill police chief didn't want them there. A little late. They can't just, materialize. 187 minutes is a flat-out lie. And man, oh man, I am sick of the lies in the media, people behind microphones, people behind cameras, people repeating the lies, people who don't bother to look into the details and get to the bottom of it. Bad news for them. We're in the midst of a great awakening. More and more people are realizing it. All right, I've got to stop now so we can get to every single person on the phone lines when we come back. Before I go, one more reminder about my friends at Cenogenic, where Dr. McCallum and Dr. Watt can help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy. They have their elite health evaluation, and it's terrific. The testing, a little tough if you were out of shape like I was. Man, oh man. But the difference from my first year, from my starting testing to a year later, was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. I was so proud of their help and my work there and all of the good things that they're giving me to put into my body. They'll take a detailed look at all of your body systems, your bones, your muscles, your lungs and heart, your brain, and provide a supervised plan to help you gain lean muscle mass, increase your mental clarity, strengthen your sexual function, even help you lose weight. Told you about our Rapo Tea Party member who, if you turn sideways, you can't even see him anymore. And he shouts out the praises of Cenogenics. I just love it. They can help you. It's a free phone call. You'll love your first conversation with Tim. That's Dr. Watt, or Julie. That's Dr. McCallum. Call them today. Get on their calendar. What do you have to lose? The phone number is 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. Or their website, again, it's denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. All of our remaining time is reserved for you, so stay with us on 710 KNUS. Don't fear the reaper. The great awakening is underway. I can feel it in my bones all around the country, maybe even a taste or two of that here in Colorado. And birthday wishes keep coming in for me. My birthday tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for that. Let's see. Nancy, Linda, and my friend Kathy in Highlands Ranch. Her late husband's birthday was August the 4th. So I'm sorry, Kathy, and hopefully get to see you at the Tea Party meeting on Tuesday. All of those well wishes are women. I should keep that fact away from Tana. I don't know. But I will be starting off my birthday tomorrow with the Shenango Car Show. I hope you'll come over 9 to 2. Just Google Shenango Car Show, and you'll find the neighborhood. And it's wide open, no charge, 200, 250 cars. The weather looks good. These rains have been holding off until the afternoon. So I feel very optimistic about that. And then the Arapaho Tea Party tickets are now two-thirds gone. I haven't even put them up on Facebook or Twitter yet. They're only at Eventbrite if you want to go get them or send me an email. But don't wait. Time is running. Christy Burton Brown joined us in the first hour with an announcement about a big press conference that will be held on Tuesday with a whole bunch of statewide candidates and local candidates and everybody else. That should be an awful lot of fun. Vicky Tonkins was here in the 10 to invite you to join me and especially her keynote speaker and special guest, Congressman Lauren Boebert, next week, August the 13th, 6:30, the El Paso County Lincoln Day Dinner. Always a sellout, always a blast. And then 1 week later, I get the opportunity to MC the Boulder County Republican Lincoln Day Dinner, and I certainly hope and want to see you all there. Let's get back to some calls here. Kay has been waiting the longest. Kay on line one, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Randy. You know, it was very funny in the background, a queen playing Another One Bites the Dust. I thought that was hilarious.
That's great.
I would like to talk to you about Trump. I am a senior citizen, and my biggest fear in this whole world, and we have many problems, is Trump running again. I mean, my blood leaves my body. I think that man will single-handedly take down the United States of America, because so many people, Randy, as much as we like to think they know what's going on, so many people my age do not. They watch Channel 9 news and they hate him, and he will lose again. And I'm so afraid of that.
Well, I certainly can't disabuse you of your feelings. I understand why, you know, especially people who are listening to 9 news would feel that way. But I had a text here, and I've lost it now, but someone said I'm 79, and I think it was 79, maybe 74. We pay attention. We're tech savvy. We're involved. We know what's going on. And we are absolutely going to be engaged and vote. And they were talking, I think, about the midterms. But there's an awful lot of time between now and the 2024 elections. And when people see and compare and contrast just how bad things have gotten in a year and a half, 2 years, compared to how good they were.
People that deny the last election, I mean, they're out. They don't want anything to do with those people. I mean, that's what these – not everybody. I know there's some out there that are very savvy, but a lot of them are not. And I'm just like – it's divided just like it was before, and he lost then. And I know that I would like – you know, you and everybody else, to not put the cart before the horse and win back the state, the Senate, and the House, and then resolve these problems, because I know there are big problems. See, but I'm not a good speaker like you are, Randy.
No, you're expressing yourself beautifully, and I appreciate you waiting to weigh in, because it's very, very important. And there is an activist base that does an awful lot of work in the Republican Party that, you know, feels entirely opposite from you. But do facts matter, Kay? I mean, does getting to the bottom of some of these problems, especially before the 2024 midterms, does that matter to you? Or do you think the election was fine and that there is nothing to learn?
Nope. We first have to win back the Senate and the House. And that's this election in November. It's not in 2024. It's this election. We don't do it now. I don't know if we can.
Well, the Senate is, you know, that's a 50-50 proposition.
It is.
It's very difficult. And it's one of the reasons that I consider, you know, pushing people and encouraging people to vote for Joe O'Dea, because those numbers are crucial. Even if you disagree with him on some fundamental issues, the House is almost a foregone conclusion. We'll probably win the House just in Florida. I mean, we only need 4 seats to retire Nancy Pelosi. Right. And we know what history does to the party that's in power in House races.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I'm glad to see that you are supporting Joe O'Dea now. So, but
well,
I
can't go too far.
Okay. Well, thank you, Randy. I know your heart's in the right place, and you keep up the good work.
And I'm trying to work my way through it. I really, really am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't run. I pray every night.
Huh.
You know, I
and
love
yet,
what
and
he
yet
did.
Nobody...
He's probably the greatest president we ever had.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, there's these people out there that hate him because of his vulgarity, and that will not change.
And yet he picked up more votes than any other Republican president in history, even in the, what I believe, fixed or at least illegal and unconstitutional election of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
He increased our turnout in blacks, women, Hispanics, young people, and those trends are continuing to grow. So
what happened in Georgia? I blame that on Trump, and I think that's what's going to happen to the United States. I think he's going to mess it up.
Okay.
People don't like him.
I hope I get a chance to see you and talk to you further at some event. Okay.
I'll call you after the election.
Well, okay. And call the show anytime. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. That is a reasonable and concerning, understandable perspective, right? Oh, man, do we have time for any more of these calls? Peter, can you keep it short on the Bloyer effect? Go ahead. Line two.
Okay, Randy, I'll just talk about the Bloyer
effect. Just real
effect.
Quick. You got like 20 seconds, sure, buddy. Can you
do
it?
Oh, it's a good show to listen to. And hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk fast, man. When I say 20 seconds, I mean 15 now.
Yeah, I just discovered them a couple of months ago. A really good show to listen to, and interesting topics, and they're both very honest. And,
yeah, they are terrific.
Show to listen to.
Down-to-earth men, you know, raising kids, raising families, loving their wives. Really, really good stuff. Peter, I'm sorry we didn't have more time. Ron and Conifer, I apologize. Whoever else is trying to call in, we are flat out of time. So, listen. Car show tomorrow, Shenango, Rapo Tea Party, El Paso Lincoln Day Dinner, Boulder Lincoln Day Dinner. Join us. Always remember, never forget, God loves you, so do I, and...
just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
That was close.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.